I'm Robert Siegel. When I was in Havana earlier this month, I was reminded of what people used to say when they returned from the Cuban capital back in the 1970s. Oy, they'd say, Cubans drive cars that are 20 years old. Well, now people go to Havana and they say, wow, Cubans drive cars that are 60 years old. Some enterprising Cuban car lovers have turned the sour automotive fruit of the U.S. embargo, all those cars from before the 1960s for lack of new ones, and turned that deficit into a plus through lots of repair work and lots of enterprise.
Okay, my name is Julio Alvarez.
Julio Alvarez owns a car rental service called Nostalgia Car.
And Mr. Alvarez, are you working on that Chevrolet right
now? Chevrolet Velea, the 1955. It's my car.
1955.
Yes, yes. My passion.
It's a Bel Air.
Bel Air, yes.
He loves that blue and white 55 Bel Air, and he rents it out to tourists. With my colleague Ada Peralta, I asked Julio Alvarez how much of the car is actually from 1955. He said practically all of it.
Practicamente todo, excepto el motor.
Except the engine. Everything but
yes.
The engine.
¿Qué pasa? Original VA, 4 kilometer, 1 liter.
1 liter V8 engine.
V8 engine, original.
Originally, yeah.
4 kilometer, the 1 liter, the gas.
It got 4 kilometers to a liter of gas.
In this moment, it's Toyota, 12 kilometer, 1 liter.
So now you have a Toyota motor in there that gets 12 kilometers to the liter. I'll leave that to our listeners in America. You get out your calculators and figure out that, but it's a lot more efficient.
Pero conservamos los motores originales.
But he says the garage keeps the original engines. The Toyota engine under the hood is a diesel engine. In fact, the early 50s models that run regular taxicab routes in the city, and the Ford Fairlanes, the Pontiac Bonneville convertibles, the Oldsmobile 88s, and even the DeSotos that you can see in Havana typically have much younger diesel engines inside. And that includes the pink and white Chevy that Mr. Alvarez's wife, Nidialis Acosta, drove into the garage.
PTC Bel Air, the name is Lola.
The car's name is Lola. Well, she's pink. She's pink.
The blue car, the name is Nadine.
Nadine?
Nadine. It's the name of the car is Lola.
Lola. Lola is beautiful.
Yes.
Lola not only has white wall tires, but pink wheel rims.
Yes, yes.
Daily traffic in Havana resembles a vintage car rally, even if it does share the city streets these days with lots of Hyundais and Peugeots and some rattletrap Russian Ladas. Mr. Alvarez told me that his father was a GM mechanic in Cuba before the revolution. He grew up loving cars from the 50s, and he still does.
Por muchos años, él y yo nos dedicamos a arreglar este tipo de coches.
So for many years, he and I fixed these types of cars.
Y hoy, con la nueva política económica en Cuba,
now, with the new policies in Cuba, I'm able to own my own workshop and fix his own cars.
Ya lo que me está faltando es mi padre, que ya no está, ¿no?
He says now, all that I'm missing is my dad.
There is so much love to this labor of Julio Alvarez that he does things that sound like reverse auto snobbery. The current love of his life is a Chevy Impala from 1959, the year when Chevy fins and taillights became so distended you could almost mistake the rear of the car for the front. And he has transplanted a Mercedes diesel engine into it as he restores it back to life. Importing parts for these old cars has been complicated by the embargo. There is a factory in California that makes parts for vintage Chevrolets.
Nosotros, a través de amigos que tenemos en Miami.
We have some friends who live in Miami. They will buy the parts for us, and they charge us an interest rate, which is not cheap at all, 15% to 20%, to buy those parts for us.
Yo pensé que tenía amigos en Miami.
I thought I had friends in Miami, but that percentage is pretty high.
You have associates in Miami, not friends.
No, yes. He's socio, no, he's amigo. Yes, yes, yes.
So, yes. Can I look at the 55 Bel Air? Can we sit down in the Bel Air for a second?
Y puede pasear también.
He says you can drive it, too.
The chance to drive Nadine, spelt Nadine, was a tempting invitation to time travel.
Ah, it's the... sound of a, well, it's the sound of a Toyota engine, frankly, inside the Chevy Bel Air. But everything else is original, and we're going to take a ride around the block.
Okay, come on.
The upholstery is the original plastic. No windshield washers, mechanical mirrors, or seat belts. The steering wheel is 18 inches in diameter, bigger than most large pizzas.
Well, it doesn't exactly purr. Oh, brill, pickup there, yeah. And
And
you know, I'm not used to having this much car in front of me.
Having made a business out of repairing and renting out cars from the 1950s, Alvarez jokes that it's a paradox. New cars are phenomenally expensive in Cuba. Gas used to be so costly that some owners put their old cars up on blocks for 10 years or more. For these old cars, he says, we have to thank Fidel.
Es algo que yo estoy viendo que
it's something that he worries might be in danger with the opening. That, you know, as cars get cheaper, these cars may go away.
Y para eso está Nostalgic Car aquí, para tratar de conservarlos todos.
And that's why our shop is here, to try and conserve these cars.
Julio Alvarez, lover of vintage Chevrolets and owner of the car rental service Nostalgic Car, a man who is clever enough to make lemonade from cars that were not lemons in Havana.